Thanks, Chairman. Look, it's really nice to be able to ask this question because the most common question this AGM season is, can the auditor please explain how we claim we're worth $5 billion when the market says we're worth $1 billion? There's $4 billion missing. What's going on? And of course, the auditor's always in a difficult position because if they force the write down, they breach the covenants and the company goes broke. So it's a tricky situation. But it's the complete reverse here, where we claim, the auditor claims, we're only worth $700 million, and the market cap's $5 billion. So our balance sheet is massively inaccurate, but at least it's on the right side, where we're not overcooking it. So I always try to argue that it would be nice to have balance sheets that actually are reasonably accurate. So in the case of a company which claims they're only worth, 13% of what the market says, I think it is reasonable to ask us, what isn't on your balance sheet? So why is there such a massive differential between what you and the auditor claim you're worth and what the market says? And clearly it's probably going to be brands and you've just, it's the value of the cash flows, but what particularly aren't you valuing on your balance sheet?
I'll pass that to the auditor or to the CFO. But being a non-accountant, I feel very comfortable. We must have bought well, because the market thinks we're worth a lot more than we paid for.